This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. The week's biggest news was the announcement that a government project and a private venture have virtually completed the mapping of the human genetic code, a first step into a brave new world of biotechnology. In the days immediately following the announcement, futuristic scenarios have spread about how the gene map will give us new strategies in the fight against cancer, how birth defects might be identified early and corrected, but also how privacy might be violated and rights denied. The good and the evil possibilities seem limitless. With me in the studio is one of the thousands of scientists who worked on the project, Dina Guinin. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing a copy of the gene map with you.
Happy to be here. This belongs to everyone.
So everything is laid out here?
All our human imperfections laid out logically and in the proper sequence. It's magnificent and potentially very useful.
So you're thinking this map can be used to make humans perfect?
Oh, I don't think that humans can ever be perfect, because imperfection is built on the map.
Why not get rid of it? If it's built in, we could build it out, couldn't we? Although, if imperfection is part of the plan,
right,
then the perfect human being, according to the plan, has an imperfection.
Right.
So that a human being with the imperfections removed, replaced
right.
by perfection, would actually be imperfect because it wouldn't meet the original schematic here. So a perfect human would not be a perfect human because it would be missing the imperfection.
Yes, I think you've got... Have you done this work before? You have done this work before, haven't you?
But I'm wondering if that means that we could never make something that is perfect.
Well, we're not perfect now.
I know we're not perfect now, although wouldn't it be fun to be perfect in an imperfect way? Because we all have imperfections.
Dale.
So
Dale.
If perfection was the imperfection,
Dale.
That would just be another one.
Let's look at you, Dale. Here's your map. Let's look at all your inherited flaws. Hair, sparse. Jaw here, weak. Lip, thin. It's all written here on the map. And we could have looked at this when you were a baby. We could have seen what was going to happen. We could have scared the pants off you long before you went bad. Oh, there's your overbite.
Really?
Let's see. It's chromosome 13. It's countdown about 38 bars.
That's it there?
No, that's chin saggy.
Well, how about this over here?
No, obnoxious little chortling laugh.
I have an obnoxious laugh? Really?
See?
Oh, well, that's it right there?
No, let me look.
What?
This is chromosome 13. Hang on. 1, 2, 3.
Are you lost on this map?
No, heavens no.
The map looks very confusing.
I helped draw the map, Dale. I am not confused. Just a bit overwhelmed.
You have
a lot of flaws.
So are we all overwhelmed. And this is only the beginning. Do you think achieving perfection through biotechnology, using this map and going to the clinic and going into the operating room and receiving extensive treatment and altering all of these genes and finally achieving perfection, would that rob us then of something essential?
Yes, all our cash. Could you help me twist this into a double helix?
Oh, sure. There you go. Dina Guinin, gene researcher with the newly almost completed but certainly close enough for sophisticated guesswork map of the human genome. Thanks a lot for bringing this in.
You're welcome. Do you want to look at your moles? We didn't
I can see
moles.
Them anytime. Thank you.